I've got to tell you right off the bat, I'm a little nervous about posting this video. Not because I'm insecure about it, I'm confident it's at least a decent video, but I don't want to feed into the hype. You see, one of the most common questions I get is, do you teach Spanish from Spain or Spanish from Latin America? But to me, having traveled extensively through Spain and lots of Latin America, that question doesn't make sense. In my experience, Spanish is Spanish, no matter where you go. The biggest difference is the accent. The accent in Spain is distinct, but I'd say the accent in Argentina is just as distinct. Neither sound very much like the Spanish of Mexico. Each country in Latin America has its own accent. And then, of course, there are the words. Some words, lots of words even, are used differently from one country to the next, and even sometimes from one region to another inside the same country. But that makes sense because, and if you've been watching my videos for a while, you already have a good grasp of this, that's how words work. If you're new, you should at least watch the video called How Words Work, but really, fun with cognates ultimo to simple also. Since words don't have set definitions, they represent general ideas, context is what gives them their specific definitions. So it's not hard to see why they'd sometimes be used differently in different places. And that's why I'm nervous. This video and the last one too, both called Fun with Cognates, they're fun because we're talking about words, cognates mostly, that are used differently than our words, or differently in different places. It's kind of like when the news doesn't report every time a plane lands safely. That's boring. They only report when a plane crashes, cause that's interesting. And that's kind of what I'm doing with these videos. I'm specifically talking about words that are used in many ways or differently than we use them, because that's interesting. So please know, Spanish is Spanish. Even though there are tons of words that are used differently in different places, it's still a small percentage. The vast majority of words, I'd say 95% even, are used exactly the same in Spain as they are in Argentina, as they are in Guatemala. But that doesn't make the interesting words any less important or fun. So in today's video, we're gonna go over more words, mostly cognates, that are interesting because they use them differently than we do and differently than each other. And when you're done with this video, you'll know more about some of these words than most native Spanish speakers. Sound crazy? It happens to me all the time. In fact, for these last couple videos, I spoke to friends in Spain, Ecuador, and Colombia to discuss the words I'm presenting, and all of them were surprised at least once by how a word was used somewhere else. Pretty cool, eh? You want to know some Spanish words better than native Spanish speakers? It's time for more Fun with Cognates. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. Okay, we're gonna jump right in. We're gonna stick with the same 6 degrees of separation type thing we did in the last Spanish quickie, último to simple. Comercial. That word obviously has the same origin as the word commercial in English. It's the same word, just one M instead of two. The word comercial is most often used in Spanish as an adjective. We do this in English too, just not as much. In the United States, at least, we differentiate between types of real estate, residential real estate and commercial real estate. But in Spanish, they use the word comercial more often as an adjective. And when they do, it does mean commercial, but more in the way of businessy. So if you're talking to somebody in Mexico about some popular Mayan ruin you want to visit, if there are people all over the ruins selling stuff, food, trinkets, that kind of stuff, the Mexican can tell you, las ruinas son muy comerciales. The ruins are very commercial. They mean it's very businessy, lots of people offering stuff for money, not some tranquil, quiet setting where you'll be able to find yourself. One of the more common uses of comercial as an adjective is for the word mall, like a shopping mall. When we say mall in English, they usually say el centro comercial in Spanish. That literally means commercial center. Comercial is the adjective there. It's describing the center. It's a commercial center. Now, comercial can be used as a noun too, and it is, but in Spain, comercial is never used for a TV commercial or an advertisement of any kind. In Spain, when comercial is used as a noun, it's speaking of a salesperson or somebody who works in a store, like the phone store. The person who works in the phone store in Spain only is el comercial or la comercial. So in Spain, the salesperson told me would be el comercial me dijo, or if it was a woman, la comercial me dijo. But in Latin America, when comercial is used as a noun, it's used the same way we use commercial in English. It's an ad on the radio or TV usually. And in Latin America, comercial isn't used for a salesperson, only a commercial. Comercial, the adjective, means businessy basically, and the noun is a salesperson in Spain, el comercial or la comercial, but just a normal commercial or advertisement in most of Latin America, so it's only el comercial in Latin America. Okay, so if comercial isn't a commercial in Spain, what is? Well, a few different things actually, and all of them will be kind of familiar to you. First, el anuncio, that's announcement basically, but el anuncio is also commonly used for advertisement or commercial on the radio, TV, or newspaper. This word is more common in Spain for sure, but it is used in Latin America as well. I was just trying to think of a good example with anuncio in it and came across Google AdWords, that's the ad program for Google. Google refers to all their ads as anuncios in Spanish. Check out this sentence, los anuncios de texto que aparecen. That means the text ads that appear, and then it went on. All we care about now is los anuncios. Google is clearly using that word for ads there, even though it can also be used for announcement and pretty much any other kind of ad. Another word used to talk about advertising is propaganda, la propaganda. I like saying this word, and I loved learning it when I did. This word and how it's used really hit home for me how words work. La propaganda in Spanish can be used for political propaganda, like we use it in English. Los candidatos hacen propaganda para convencer. The candidates make propaganda to convince. All we're focusing on in that sentence is propaganda is basically being used the same way we use it, as propaganda or more specifically political propaganda. But more frequently in Spanish, la propaganda is another way to speak generally about advertising. And while this word can be used for any kind of advertising, it's most often associated with written advertising. So all those brochures you often see in hotel lobbies, that's propaganda. The little pieces of paper people hand out in the streets for clubs, food, coupons, all that. Propaganda. In Spanish, la propaganda can be political propaganda, just like we use it, but it's also commercial propaganda, like brochures and coupons and stuff. See the connection? Same thing, really. In fact, the example from before, los candidatos hacen propaganda para convencer, now that you know propaganda can mean advertising, that sentence can really be translated either way. The candidates make propaganda to convince, or the candidates advertise to convince. But again, it's really the same thing. Words represent ideas. They don't have set definitions. I'm serious about this. Now, a very similar word is la publicidad. La publicidad can and does mean publicity, just like we use it in English. So I guess publicity is kind of the bigger picture. Advertising is part of publicity, really. I mean, that's how we use it in English, usually. And it's used that same way in Spanish. But in Spanish, la publicidad is often used to refer to just advertising or even a specific advertisement. Almost exactly like propaganda. They're very interchangeable. Check out this example. It says, ¿cómo hacer publicidad? Literally, word for word, that means how to make or do publicity. But in this case, ¿cómo hacer publicidad? Means how to advertise. It's just the way they say it. The article is clearly talking generally about how a business needs to advertise to survive. Publicidad means advertising, basically. If there are a bunch of brochures on the desk, you can point to them and say, es mucha propaganda, it's a lot of propaganda or advertising, but you can also say es mucha publicidad, it's a lot of publicity or advertising. Those two sentences in that situation would be taken in exactly the same way. Es mucha propaganda, es mucha publicidad. Same thing really, just publicidad is a bit more formal. But propaganda can also mean political propaganda, and publicidad obviously can't. Then publicidad can mean publicity, focusing on the whole public policy basically, including advertising, and propaganda really can't. Now, something you have to look out for, and this word is somewhat common for sure, la advertencia. The advertisement, right? Wrong. La advertencia, as far as I know, despite what some dictionaries might say, is never used as advertisement. La advertencia means warning or caution. I was with my brother the other day. He has a new little baby, and on the car seat, there's a big warning label. On the left, in English, it says warning. On the right, in Spanish, it says advertencia. Got it? The word they chose for warning in that case was advertencia. Advertencia does not mean advertisement. But another common way to say warning in Spanish is aviso. El aviso. That looks like advice or advise, right? Well, that's basically what it is. El aviso can be advice, but it's more often used for warning, which if you think about it, is really just advice. El aviso means warning though, more than it does advice. But while advertencia and aviso can both be used for warning in Spanish, la advertencia has a little bit more of a threatening or menacing feel to it, like something bad can happen. They're both used for warning and are interchangeable usually, but with la advertencia, there's a subtle implication something negative can happen, like your baby can be hurt if you don't set up the child seat correctly. That's why they used advertencia there and not aviso. Aviso could have worked there for sure though. These words really do mean the same thing basically, just sometimes context gives them a small, subtle difference. I always say aviso personally for warning. I learned that first and I stick with it. I just have to remember, and context usually makes it quite clear, advertencia means warning, not advertisement. Now both those words have verb versions too, and both verbs are quite common, advertir and avisar. It's the same thing as with the nouns. Advertir and avisar both mean to warn, but advertir has more of a threatening tone to it. A parent would warn their kid with advertir more than avisar, because if they don't do it, something bad will happen. They'll get their toy taken away. But avisar works there too. Okay, advertir can be confused with to advertise and to advise kind of, but it can also be confused with to avert if you just take off the D and forget about the IR ending. But to avert has its own word, something different completely, evitar. So to avert, like to avert a catastrophe, is evitar in Spanish, evitar una catástrofe. But then be careful not to confuse evitar, or to avert, with evadir, which is to evade. Similar looking words and similar meanings too. They're probably even interchangeable sometimes, but not always. It's avert a catastrophe, or evitar una catástrofe, but evade the subject, or evadir el tema. And both words are used basically the same way we use them in English. So if you'd say to avert, say evitar. If you'd say to evade, say evadir. Now, going back to the whole advertir, avisar thing, both those words can be used to notify somebody about something, but they really do have more of a warning type feel to them. And even though the word notificar does exist, to notify, it's better and more common and less formal to use the verb informar, which is to inform. It's also common, though a little more formal, to use the verb comunicar, which is to communicate. Notificar, to notify, is used more for computers and phones and tablets, like notifications, and for official stuff from the government or other organizations like that. So, notificar is for electronic stuff and official stuff. The noun is la notificación, notification. And then, informar is probably the most common way to inform somebody of something without warning them. And comunicar is also common, but a little more formal, just like it is in English. In fact, I'd say all those words are basically used the way we use them in English, except notificar is used a little less, just for digital and official stuff, really. But a notification on your phone that wakes you up, that's not a notification, that's actually an alarm. Alarm in Spanish is la alarma, and they use that the same way we do. For the device that wakes you up, la alarma me despertó, the alarm woke me up, but also for the feeling. So when you're scared or worried, you can say, I am alarmed, or in Spanish, estoy alarmado. Alarmado comes from the verb alarmar, or to alarm. And that's it for this lesson. I hope you liked it. There's a word list below, so download it and make flashcards, then use the flashcard strategy to memorize them. But with these words now, memorizing them isn't the main goal. The majority are cognates. They're not hard to memorize. The main goal is knowing basically how and when they're used in real life. Keep an eye out for the video Fun with Words Life Lessons in the near future, where we'll do just that. If you like this video and want more, you should check out my premium course, Fun with Words. There are currently 6 videos just like this in module 4 of that course, and I'm working on 4 more, so a total of 10 videos just like this. And that's just module 4. In module 2 and module 3, there are about 30 videos covering all the most common cognate patterns, and there's still much more to come in module 5, 6, etc. If you want to increase your vocabulary but don't know where to start, that's the place. Then, no matter what, I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.